जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो,
जिस हाल में जिस देश में जिस वेश में रहो।
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण 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 कहो,
राधारमण राधारमण।
सहनावतु सहनो भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वान्।
Can we chant together or repeat together?
Om apyayantu mamangani vak pranas chakshu srotramatho balam indriyani cha sarvani sarvam brahmopanishadam माहं ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु अनिराकरणं मे अस्तु तदात्मनि निरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्माः ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
श्लोकस् टुगेदर्।
केनेषितं पतति प्रेषितं मनः केन प्राणः प्रथमप्रैतियुक्तः केनेषितां वाच मिमां वदन्ति चक्षुश्रोत्रं कौ देवो युनक्ति। श्रोत्रस्य श्रोत्रं मनसो मनो यद वाचो हवाचं सौ प्राणस्य प्राणः। चक्षुषश्चक्षुरतिमुच्यतीराः प्रेत्यास्माद्लोकात् अमृता भवन्ति प्रेत्यास्माद्लोकात् अमृता भवन्ति।
So we have seen that the seeker is sadhan chatushtay sampanna. He has seen the world and his observation is that the whole world is inert and changing. This is his observation, his direct experience. And he knows that what is inert? Inert is that which does not know itself and others. So by that definition, can you tell me the fan is inert or sentient?
Fan is inert.
Fan is inert. Why? Because it does not know itself. It's not the movement of the fan, it's not the sentiency factor. Don't determine by the movement. So, he knows that everything is inert. But we find in this world many things moving. He himself has seen that he is sentient. He wants to know there is something other than this inert, which he is not able to perceive. But he wants to know that. So therefore he goes to the Guru. And straightway he asks the question. That is in the mantra number 1. Kene sitam patiti presitam mana, presitam directed by whom, isitam willed by whom, this man, this mind, patati, goes down to the sense objects. What is that factor? Willed by whom, directed by whom? Then we have seen it is not a physical person like in the five film director directing, no. But there is an entity, that entity is wish or the will. According to that entity, wish and will, this is everything is functioning. So he wants to know that entity. Kene sitam. Who is that authority willing? Kena prana pratham praiti yukta. This prana, pratham, first time start functioning. Who lends that sentiency? Who directs, who wills that? Then, kene sitam vachimam vadanti. What is the factor? This vak also I know, the speech also we know, that this is made of inert matter. Anything made of inert matter will also be inert. But how this vak is also speaking, uttering words? He wants to know that also. Chakshu srotram kau devo yunakti. Chakshu and srotram, organs of perception. What is that force? What is that life-giving essence behind all these? I want to know that. First question is whether at all there is anything or not, number one. Kuch hai bhi ki nahi ye batao pehle. And that we have seen many people say the indriyas work independently, some say no, collectively they work and this and this. Seeker knows that Sangat is for others. Who is that other person? We want to know that entity. First question, at all there is something or not? Number two, is it dependent on something or independent? Because in the world everything he sees is there is a relationship between cause and effect. Everything is dependent on something else. You want to know what is that entity, whether it is independent or dependent. What is its nature? Is it inert? We see all the things are inert, or it is sentient. And what is my relationship with that entity? Is that entity different from me? Then the next question will come, how should I come to know that? So this was his basic questions. We think that BMI is me, Atman is BMI, and we want to know what happens even when this BMI drops or when the gross body drops, we want to know what happens. So identification with the Anatma, with the BMI, with the objects of the world is bondage. And identification with that essence is liberation. Simple. There are only two things, Atma and Anatma. And this seeker knows about the Anatma. He doesn't know about the Atma. And he will disidentify with the Anatma Vastu. And identification with the Atma Vastu is liberation. That's all. So in mantra number 2, it was said, the Guru gives the answer, and the answer is only in one mantra. Upanishad is over by this mantra, bas. What is that? Well, he says, Srotrasya Srotram. It is the ear of the ear. Next he says, Manso Mana is the mind of the mind. Vachoha Vacham, it is speech of the speech. And this way he explains. Very good. Pranasya Prana, Chachu Sa Chachu. Then now the question comes, why he did not tell specifically that this is the entity? He wanted to know. He never mentioned this is Atman and Brahman, no. Why the answer was given in this way? First reason is that that entity is Nirgun Nirakar. No Akar. Since there is no Akar, no name. Khatam. And how do I explain? It is Nirgun, there is no form. Can't be explained, Nirgun Nirakar. Second, our thinking is that we are seeing, that means eyes are seeing or the ears are listening or hearing. So straightway Guru says, no, 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 your understanding is wrong. It is not the eyes are not subject. Your understanding is wrong. He is trying to correct us. Your eyes or ears or the mind is not subject, not the ultimate subject. The ultimate subject is different from your mind, from your eyes, from your ears, from your speech. It is different. And since it is formless, we cannot give him a name. And we all know he is non-dual, only one. And why do we need name? What the transaction purpose? Ek akela hai, kya naam uska? No name. With whom he will transact? Nobody there. He alone is there. Then how can I get it? Dhira, Dhimanta, the intelligent people can get it. But how? Atimuchya. Atimuchya. If you can renounce. What? Three things. What are those three things? Esnatra, one. Esnatra. All our desires can be classified into three. Esna, Tray, Putresna, Vittesna and Lokesna. Number two, Aham and Mama. Aham and Mama. I and My. And Tulsidas Ji has said, Mai or more, Tor Tu Maya. That's all, Khatam. Whole Maya is described, defined in only one sentence. Mai or Mera, this is. And the third thing, you have to renounce the identification with the BMI and OET, body, mind and intellect and OET. It's easy to disidentify from the OET, but very, very difficult to disidentify from BMI. So Shankaracharya has written, Ati Muchya means not by departing after death, no. So if it is taken, the meaning is taken after death, then there is a problem. Atimuchya dhira. Pretyasmat lokad amrita bhavanti. By knowing that only you become amrit, amrita bhavanti. How is that amrit? How we come to Satchitananda? We have seen many times. What is the definition of sat?
Exists.
Tri kale tishtati iti sat, we have learned yesterday only from the Tattva Bodha. Tri kale tishtati, apply on the world. Can you say that all the things of the world are tri kal tishtati, they are there in the past, present and future? Are they beyond time? All of them are limited in time. Everything is limited in time. Sun, moon and the whole space, everything, whole creation is limited in time. My body is also limited in time. Everything is limited in time. So all anatma vastu is limited in time. And the entity which gives sentience is different from anatma vastu. So anything which is limited in time, we call it asat, not there for three period of time, or it is mithya, then the what is this thing, the other thing has to be different from this, sat. The whole world is asat, therefore that entity has to be different from that sat. Whole world is inert. And that entity is different from inert, so it has to be chit. Whole world is changing and perishable, hence it will give dukkha. That entity has to be different from the dukkha, so it is sukha. So that entity is sachit ananda. Amrita bhavanti. Whole world is finite. That entity has to be infinite. So where is the sukh then? If the limited things give me dukh, then infinite will give me sukh. Simple science will give me sukh. So if you want sukh, where you have to go? If you want immortality, where you have to go? You can decide now. Pritya asman lokaha. So pritya means doesn't mean after death. If it is after death, then there will, you will not find even jivan mukta. No guru will be available to teach you about this. So pritya means what? Leaving all those three things. Disidentifying from BMI, OET. Number two, aham and mambha, renounce that also. And third, eshnatra. If you do that, then you will immediately get it. Are you sure about that you will get it? Are ha? There are only two things, anatma and atma. You leave anatma, atma will remain there. You cannot negate, it will come today. You cannot negate it. Then what is suggested is that rise above the sansar. Sansar will be there. I will be in the sansar like a lotus. I will be in the water, muddy water, but still I am not affected by the muddy water. Thakur Ramakrishna used to give the example of pakal mach. Pakal means a fish that lives in the muddy water. It's total, it's not pure water, it's all mud only. But on the body of that fish, you will not find a little bit of mud. It's so oily that mud never sticks to that. Thakur Ramakrishna also give an example of jackfruit. You have never tried that raw jackfruit. Have you tried to cut it? It is sticky something, Kapna? Then you have to put oil. And then after that you cut, that stick, that substance will not stick to your skin or your hands. So same way, how we have to live? You live in this world, but smear the oil of detachment. Detachment oil should be there. I will be here only, but detached. I will enjoy everything, but detached. What is this detachment? This detachment is very simple. Detachment is not living. Our sastra never says, leave your house, leave your bank balance, go to Himalaya. No. Detachment means that I am not dependent on them for my happiness. That's all. So simple. I will be doing everything what I am doing, but these things are there. I will use them, but they are not the source of my happiness. Why so? Because happiness is me. I can be happy without them also. Happiness is me. So So we have to rise above that. Now the Shishya thinks, I have got three instruments, body, mind, intellect. I want to perceive like the objects of the world. That Atman, that essence, I want to perceive. I want to feel like emotions. I want to know with my intellect as a thought. Guru says, these are all your mind, your organs of perception, organs of actions, they all objectify. They objectify. And you cannot objectify that essence, that Atman, you cannot objectify. Nobody can show you, this is Atman, see, this is Atman. Nobody can show you. Drigadesha Vivek, Drigevanatu Drishyate. You will never be able to make it as an object. So he explains. Mantra 3.
Na tatra chakshur gacchati.
Na tatra chakshur gacchati.
Na va gacchati.
Na va gacchati.
No manah.
No manah.
Na vidmo na vijani maha.
Na vidmo na vijani maha.
Tathaitadanushishyat tadviditadatho
Annadeva
tadviditadatho
Annadeva tadviditadatho
Aviditadadhi
Aviditadadhi
Iti shushruma purvesham
Iti shushruma purvesham
Yenastadvyachachakshire. Again we will repeat. Natatrachakshurgacchati. Natatrachakshurgacchati. Navagacchati. Navagacchati. No manah.
No manah.
Na vidmo na vijani maha.
Na vidmo na vijani maha.
Yathaitadanushishyat. Annadeva yadviditadatho. Annadeva tadviditadatho. Aviditadadhi. Iti shushruma purvesham, enastatvyachachakshire. Together we chant. Natatra chakshur gacchati, navagacchati, no manah, navidmo navijani maha. Yathaitadanushishyat annadeva tadviditadatho yaviditadadhi iti shushruma purvesham enastadvyacha chakshire.
Na tatra chakshu gacchati. There the eyes can't go, they can't reach. Chachu gacchati. Na tatra. Atra, tatra, kutra. They relate to space. Atra, here. Tatra, there. Kutra, where. That relates to space. But here tatra means, Shankaracharya says, tatra means tasmin brahmani. Tatra means brahmani here, Brahman. So Brahman, you cannot perceive by your eyes. Na tatra chachu gacchati. Why? Because the eyes can take or see only the form and color, nothing else. And that is formless, colorless. So the eyes cannot see. And the Mahatma gives the example of a torch light. Torch light, if you put it on, the bulb of the torchlight cannot see the make of the battery inside. But you can say, no, I will take out the bulb, put an additional wire, and then I will be able to see. No, they are not that way. The example has got limitation. The torchlight, you cannot see the make of the battery with the same light. So by upalakshana, by representation, we have to understand that all five jnanendriyas, all five of organs of perception cannot perceive that tattva. Why? The question comes, why? Immediately you will ask, why? Because these five organs of perception can perceive only five sense objects. What are those sense objects? Sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And that tattva is not these five sense objects. You cannot say that Atman is sabda, sparsa, rupa, ras, gandha. Since Atman is not the sense object, therefore these five organs of perceptions are not capable of perceiving this. So na tatra chachu gacchati, na vaag gacchati. Vaag, you cannot describe. Why you can't describe? Because it's no form. It's very difficult. Even the emotions, which is subtler than the form, it is very difficult to describe. Ab aapko bolo prem ho gaya, batao prem kya hai? Bolo, explain. Very difficult. So that tattva is even subtler than the emotions. How can you explain? No, that also cannot be explained. We'll see the deeper meaning later. Even Thakur Ramakrishna said, Brahman defined means Brahman defied. Jhuta ho gaya. You cannot describe. Even if you become realized, even if you experience in the meditation and you come out of the meditation, you will not be able to describe. Why? Because it is beyond mind. Once you transcend your mind, then only you go there. Mind and intellect is no more available. How can you describe? That's it. You cannot describe. Nobody can describe. Navag gachati. So by the organ of action, vag represents all five organs of action. So by organs of action also, you cannot grasp it. By organs of perception, you cannot perceive it. So organs of actions and organs of perception, out. Then says, no manaha, no. Our Rishi Muni knew English also. So no. Na plus u is equal to no. Na manaha, by mind also. You cannot get it. Why? Because it's not emotion. Mind can feel only emotions. So that essence, that tattva is not emotion also. Na vidma, we do not know with the intellect also. Why? It is not an object of intellect also. Then after that it is said, na vidmo na bijanimo yathaidat anusisyat. We do not know how to teach. You should have told that on the first day itself. You cannot teach Keno Upanishad. You have wasted our three lectures. We came every day morning. No, it's very difficult to teach. We don't know. Then you should resign from the acharya path. Why you are acharya here? If you can't teach? Okay. We tell that also. Then it is said, if we go deeper, it means na tatra chachur gacchati. That means it is cannot be perceived as a pratyachya praman. It is not pratyachya praman. You cannot perceive it like a object, sense object. Pratyachya praman is not applicable here. What about the anuman praman? Can we infer? Like seeing the smoke on the top of the mountain, we can infer that the fire is definitely there? Well, no, you can't infer that way also. There is anuman praman also you cannot apply. That means all the organs of perception accept, and actions which we apply in the jagat, in the world, are not applicable or cannot be used there to perceive that essence. So how to make you understand? We have to make you understand. Pratyachya praman, not applicable. Anuman praman, not applicable. There is another praman. By that praman, we will be able to tell you. What is that praman? Agam praman. By agam praman, we will be able to tell you. What is this agam? Agam is tradition. And what the tradition is there? Guru Shishya Parampara is there. And agam is also sabda. Sabda praman, Vedas. Vedas are the source of this knowledge. If you want to know more about that Atman, you have to study the Vedas. And in the Vedas, what is there? The major portion is the karma kand. Karma kand, why the karma kand is there? For the purification of the mind. And then after that, the jnana kand comes. That is called Vedanta. Keno Upanishad is Vedanta. After purification of mind, you will be able to understand this. Sabda Praman. And who will teach you this Sabda Praman? Veda. Veda, if you start studying, you will be lost. First, we have to study Panini grammar. Our teacher said it will take at least 9 lives to understand the Panini grammar. And then after that, you study the Vedas. When you study the Vedas, major portion is karma kanda. I am not interested in karma kanda. I am not interested. Vedanta. That is why you come to the teacher. The teacher will give you only this much is required. You take this much. And this is the meaning. Just now we saw na, atra, tatra, kutra. We know the atra, tatra, here, there, kutra, kahan. Here the tatra meaning is, according to Guru Shishya Parampara, Shankaracharya said, Brahman. Tatra, there is Brahman. But if you study, ek to dictionary le lo, and then you start reading the Vedas, what is the meaning of Atman? Sthita Atman. Atman means this. Even Gita you won't be able to understand. Forget about the Vedas. Atman word used in Bhagavad Gita many times means body. Atman means body. Atman means mind also. Atman means intellect also. Atman means Atman also. So different meaning is there. So different meaning, somebody has to tell you here this meaning will fit. Otherwise, confused. Nahi hoga. Very good. So, what did you learn? How your teacher explained you? Then it is said, Anyad eb tad vidita atha abhiditat adhi. Adhi means different. Anyad, it is different. Different from the vidita and abhidita. Different from the known and unknown. What is known? Known, we can see the drop of a water to the ocean is known. From the dust of a particle to the mountain is known. Everything is known. A thing may be known today, and there are many things unknown to us. Is it not so? It may become known. Law of gravitation was always there, but one day Newton got it. Does that mean the law of gravitation was not there earlier? It was always there. Similarly, many things are known to us today. Many things are not known to us. Once they come to know from abhidat, abhidat to vidita. Vidit, abhidit. Known, unknown. See, it is different from known and unknown. Like in the seed, the plant is there, the whole tree is there in the seed, but it is not known at that time. Seed is so small, we can't perceive it, but it will come one day, it will be known. So, I doubt at all there is Atman or not. No, no, the teacher says, no, no. Iti susrum purvesam ye nastat vyachachire. Iti thus susrum we have heard. Purvesam from our teachers, from our ancestors we have learned. Ye, they explained us. Nah, to us, not one person, not Shankaracharya is saying, not me. Us, there are many students, explain us. Tad, that, Vyachachire, he taught us, he explained us. So we have learned from that Guru Sishya Parampara. So Acharya taught us that it is different from the known and unknown. So Vidit means gross. Vidit means manifested, which you can see. Vidit means objects. So it is different from that. Because we have already seen, it is different from sense objects, sabda, sparsha, rupa, rasa, gandha, we have already said. It is different. Whole thing is anatma, anatma, different from anatma is atma. Vidita. Avidita is not known to me, like subtle things. Subtle things are abhidit. Unmanifested things are abhidit. It may come manifest one day. These are vidit and abhidit. And he is different from all this. He is different from the gross thing. He is different from the subtle things also. Emotions, anger and all these are emotions are subtle things. So he is different from the gross and subtle. He is different from manifest or unmanifest. Different. Then Shankaracharya says, Yat viditam tad alpam. Derivation of the Shankaracharya. Yat viditam, whatever is known is alpam. Alpam means limited. This we have studied many times. Yad viditam, whatever you see, whatever you perceive is alpa. Alpa means limited in time and space. Alpa. Yad viditam tad alpam, then martyam. It will perish. Yad viditam, whatever is known is alpa. Limited in time and space. And anything which is limited in time and shape, martyam, it will perish, it will die. Martyam. Dukhatmakam. In one sentence, the whole world is described. One sentence. Dukhatmakam. It will give you dukkha. No sukh? No. Why? You all know. Anything which is changing and perishable will ultimately it will give you dukkha because it has to perish one day. It will give dukkha. Dukkhatmakam. Then what is to be sung? Cheti heyam. Heyam means you should reject it. Only Shankaracharya can write the whole thing in one sentence. Tad yad viditam, whatever is known, whatever, sun, moon, star, whole creation is known. That whole thing is alpa, limited in time. Anything which is limited in time, martyam, it will die, it will perish. Dukkhatmakam, it will give you sorrow. Therefore, heyam, you should reject. The whole anatma vastu, starting from vasana, BMI, PFT, OET. Everything is viditam. Do you accept? Viditam. Everything is changing. Do you accept it? It's limited in time. My body is also limited in time. Everything, whole world, this chair, this mission, it came into existence. 2008. This building will be there for say 200 years, 100 years after that. Demolish, again new structure will come. So whatever is seen, perceived is changing and perishable. And then after that, martyam, it will die. Whole creation will die. Therefore, dukkhatmakam. What should be done? Heyam, chodo isko. If you don't want dukkha, what you have to do? Heyam, chodo isko. Disidentified with the BIP, FT, OET and all that. Because we have seen there are only two things, Atma and Anatma. Anatma gives you dukkha. Many times we have decided and come to the conclusion, Atma. You want happiness, usko chodo. But we want, no, I want to hold on to this also, I want this also. How can that be? Not possible. If you are hold on to dukkha, you will get dukkha. Shankaracharya say, heyam. Then, tasmad viditat anyat. Tasmad, therefore, whatever is known, anyat, other than this, is what? Brahma. That is Brahma. In the worldly things, there are two things, he and upadeya. He and upadeya. He means reject. Upadeya means get, to get something. Suppose a child is holding your mobile phone and you want it from him. He will not give. Give him a chocolate. He will give immediately. So upadeya, he will take the chocolate, and here mobile phone, he will leave, and immediately the chocolate he will put it in the laboratory. He will not get anything from the mobile phone. Here and upadeya. But the atmavastu is not here and upadeya. You cannot leave it and you cannot acquire it also. You can destroy your body, but you cannot destroy your Atman. You can kill yourself, but you cannot kill Atman. And the Shastra and Guru will not get you Atman from outside. Oh, aapke paas Atman nahi tha, yo, le lo ye Atman, now you are realized. No. No he and upadeya. No question of rejecting and gaining or getting it from outside. It is already with you. Very good. But how to understand in more simple way, vidita vidit. I know English. I don't know Sanskrit. But the knower of knowledge and ignorance is definitely different from English and Sanskrit. Is it not so? I know English, vidita. I don't know Sanskrit, abidita. I know English, that is my knowledge. I don't know Sanskrit, that is my ignorance. The knower of the knowledge and the ignorance is definitely different. So Brahman is definitely different from vidita and abidita. E and upadeya. Na bijanamaha, it is difficult to convey, but you can become that. It is very difficult to convey, but you can become that. What become that? You are that. No question of becoming also. You are that. Na bijananaha. Then further Shankaracharya says, Brahmacha evam acharya upadesya paramparaya ev adigantabhyam. Brahma, how you will get? Brahma evam acharya upadesh. Only the acharya upadesh you will get it. Upadesya upadesya parampara. It's not that Shankaracharya is saying, I will give you. No. This is our Guru Sishya Parampara. From Guru Sishya Parampara, you will get it. Eva adhigantabhyam, eva alone. There is no other source. You have to come to Guru Sishya Parampara to get this knowledge. Adhigantabhyam, you can come to know. It's not that difficult. You can come to know. But you have to come to Guru Sishya Parampara. Come in that lineage and you will get it. Na tarkata, not by logic. Na tarkata, you will not get by tarka. Pravachan, by pravachan? No. Medha, I am the most intelligent person? No. I will grasp it myself. No guru is needed. No. Medha, bahusrut. Bahusrut. I have attended for last 30 years. I am attending many, many Gyan Yakya. Many Gyan Yakya I have attended in Chinma Mission. And other places also. I have left no satsang. Jitna mila utna amne le liya. Bahusruta I have listened. You will not get it. Bahusruta. Tapa. I have done a lot of tapas, austerity. I have done a lot of brat. Sombar brat, Rai bar brat, Mangal bar brat, Sukkar bar brat, Santoshima brat, and lot of brat I have done. No, you will not get. Yajna, I have done many fire rituals. Bahut Gayatri Havan kiya humne. Bahut kiya yajna. Adi. He said, no, it's not the complete list. Whatever other method you want to try, you try. You have to come to the Guru Sishya Parampara. No other method is possible. Iti evam susram srunvanto vayam purvesam acharyanam vachanam. This way we have listened from our acharya. And Shankaracharya says, whatever I have listened from my acharya, I am telling you. This way you can get it. Another thing is to be known, this is Susram word also indicates that all Vedas are revealed. They have all listened only. It's not written by anybody. Susram, these Vedas, all listen. It's all Shruti. There is no author of the Vedas. Then what is the deeper meaning? What should we do? Don't form a thought or concept of the Brahman. Don't try to conceptualize that Brahman is like this. You can never conceptualize and say that. It is choiceless awareness. Choiceless awareness. That is there with you. If you get it, you are realized. You have to know that awareness. That awareness is with you. Even when you go into the meditation, you will negate everything of the world. All object, emotions, thought, you negate. Mind, intellect, prana, all you negate. After negating the whole world, what remains is that choiceless awareness which you cannot negate. You cannot hear, you cannot reject that. And you don't have to acquire also. And if you are seeing light, sound, smell in the meditation, then you have not reached. Because that is not object. If you are seeing, I am seeing the red light, blue light. It's not light. Or many people say, Mere ko Bhagwan ke ghungru ki awaaz aati hai. Lo. Theek hai, you are on the track, good. But you have not reached the destination, you are on the track. Good. Or chandan ki khushbu aayi. I was in meditation, I got the smell of chandan. It's a good thing. But that is not the ultimate. So it is a subject beyond known and unknown. Student is satisfied. I am understood. But the acharya said, no, wait. I have to explain further little bit, step by step. So next four verses are regarding how the vak cannot reach, why the chakshu cannot reach, why the mind cannot reach. This will be explained in the four. So that set of four we will take up together in one lecture, we can cover it. And after that, it's easy. Difficult part, over. Upanishad, over. It's further details of what already said. Om Purnamada
Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.